My goodness, there's a lot going on in the news cycle today. So the Chief Constable, George Hamilton, during a discussion on BBC One on the top table last night, said that the provisional IRA structures still exist as they did in 2015. He said nothing has changed. Let's have a listen to some of what he said.
No, I don't believe that it is active in the sense of the use of violence or organised criminality.
So, Chief Constable, you don't think it's gone underground?
The specific question is the provisional IRA still active? Yes or no?
And what do you mean by active?
Are they actively committing crime? Are they actively involved in communities conspiring to commit crime?
Publicly or underground?
As an organisation, no. That's not our assessment. We did an assessment of this back in 2015, which was, I had my homework marked, actually. It went to independent panel of experts who assessed our assessment, and they gave it a gold star. It was absolutely corroborated our assessment.
When you said to me, what do I mean about the IRA still being active? The clear implication is they are still active in some type of way. So can you tell us tonight they are active? Hold on, let him answer this. Is the provisional IRA still active?
Our assessment hasn't changed since 2015.
Which is what?
The provisional IRA, where it exists at all, is not involved in terrorism, is not involved in violence or criminality.
In what way is it still active, Chief Constable?
Well, I think that it's what we said in 2015. Some of the structures still exist. That's as much about, in our assessment, and I know that the leadership of the Republican movement disagree with me on this, and they're entitled to, but my assessment is the same as it was in 2015.
Which is what?
That aspects of the IRA still exist, but not for a terrorist purpose. So it's still a terrorist organisation. It's still a prescribed organisation. Well, it's our assessment, as we said in 2015, was for things like providing communication within the broader Republican movement for keeping the so-called volunteers on board with the peace process.
Sam McBride from the newsletter is with us this morning. Alison Morris from the Irish News. Alison, good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. Sam, morning to you.
Morning.
Is that relevant? Is that significant, what he has said?
I think it is relevant. I think that George Hamilton, first of all, is a politically astute policeman. I don't think he's somebody who stumbled into saying this without realising the political import of what he was saying. He said in that clip there, or he alluded to the fact that what he is saying here is in direct contradiction to what Sinn Féin has been saying for years. Sinn Féin is very clear that the IRA has gone, that it no longer exists in any shape or form. This is Northern Ireland's top policeman saying very categorically that it does exist. He goes on to clarify that in terms of saying it is not in existence in the form that it used to be. It's not there for violent purposes, but it does exist and it is operating somehow in tandem with Sinn Féin. I think that's very significant.
Why does it matter now, given the fact that we know he said this something very similar in 2015? Why is it relevant now, 3 years later, that he says it again, Sam?
Well, there's two reasons, I suppose. First of all, we are 3 years later, so we are 3 years further away from the end of the Troubles, from the peace process beginning, all of that. So the further away one gets from that, I suppose, there is more and more question marks as to why any of these organisations still do exist. But the more acute political issue now is that Sinn Féin has a new leadership. Mary Lou McDonald is somebody who is presenting a very different, a very new image of Sinn Féin, somebody who is Southern, who is post the Troubles, who is really presenting herself as something very different to what went before. And yet George Hamilton is saying that really nothing significantly has changed from 2015. And of course, what happened in 2015 was there was a report from the security agencies in Northern Ireland which said that members of the Provisional IRA believed that it actually controlled Sinn Féin. So that suggests, at the very least, a further question for George Hamilton. Does that aspect of the report from 2015 still stand, or does the do the structures of the Provisional IRA still exist in some form, but it no longer controls Sinn Féin? I mean, it really is a very significant situation where somebody in that role in policing is saying that a democratically elected politician, if indeed he is endorsing exactly what the 2015 report said, that really a democratically elected leader is not the ultimate leader of that political party.
Alison, of course, there would be many people arguing, look, hold on a second here. We have to ask a question now as to whether the IRA does or doesn't exist. There's no doubt. We don't need to ask a question of loyalist paramilitaries. We know they exist and we know they're active.
Yeah, first of all, Steve, I think the questions that the young people asked the Chief Constable were really interesting, especially the modern stuff in relation to drugs and stop and search. But what he said in relation to the IRA structures, if you think about where we are now, so if you think about where we were after the ceasefires, it was clear that the IRA structures at that point in time remained in place to stop themselves hemorrhaging large amount of numbers to distant Republican groups and keep some degree of discipline within that organisation. Fast forward that to 20 years, we're currently in the middle of a legacy consultation, and as part of that legacy consultation, there's a proposal for an information retrieval system, a sort of truth commission, if you like, that will give voluntary information. If people ask for information, that they will go back and get those information, that information for them. And we have already heard that Republicans have agreed to that. And Sinn Féin agreed to that in the first start. Now, logically, think about that, because for them to get information about former IRA operations and activities and murders in order to give people that information, there has to be some sort of structure in place. The same applies to the disappeared and the fact that the amount of bodies that have been found by the Disappeared Commission in recent years shows that there has to be some sort of structure in place, because the information is being gathered from ordinary people who were volunteers or members of the IRA at that time, and it's being filtered back up to a leadership position somewhere and being passed on to those bodies. When you think about that, there has to be, that can't just be an ad hoc thing. There has to be some sort of system in place there for that to pass over. So I would assume when the Chief Constable talks about structures in place, that's what he means.
Yeah, some of what he said, Alison, though, if we drill into it, that one of the reasons he thinks the IRA, one of the activities that the IRA is still involved in, the Provisional IRA, is keeping its members wedded to the peace process. So members, so there's a membership, has anybody who was in the IRA stepped away from it? And how does this sit with Sinn Féin's public pronouncement that the IRA does not exist anymore? And what Sam, I guess, is pointing out is that it hasn't changed since 2015 either. And there is a new wave of politicians in Sinn Féin now, and yet it is the assessment of the most senior police officer in Northern Ireland that the IRA still has a membership, still has people in it, and still has an army council.
The new members of Sinn Féin have come into that party and they're completely and utterly untainted by the past. But we do know there's people in Sinn Féin who were former IRA members, and those people still hold very senior positions. We also know, if you look at the makeup of any of those Republican commemorations, there was no recruitment into the IRA after a certain date, whereas there was recruitment into distant Republican groups. And all you have to do is look at those commemorations that take place at Easter time. And when you watch those marches, to see that there are not a great deal of people within those dissident groups of a certain age, of an older age, are people who would have been known to be former IRA. And that, in Maine, is because there's obviously some sort of structures that remained in place to stop that happening. But in terms of what the Chief Constable said, I think what he said is completely accurate. There's clearly some kind of structure in place, because if there wasn't a structure in place, how then would the bodies here in operation now and the one that is proposed in the future be able to say with any kind of authority that they were able to go and retrieve information? They're hardly going to knock the door of every single person who was ever in the IRA at some stage. There has to be some sort of structure, command structure in place, and a point of contact for that.
Sam McBride, I'm just wondering if I've gone too far this morning, because George Hamilton did not say on the programme last night there was still an army council, but can we draw that conclusion from the fact that he says it still exists? Or have I gone too far this morning? Maybe I have.
I think that is one of several questions which arise from what George Hamilton said last night. I mean, this is as you know, obviously, this is a live TV programme. He's responding to questions from the audience, etc. But I think that what he said last night was a pretty curt summary of his views. But
he did say nothing's changed. And in the 2015 report, what did he say? There was an army council.
Exactly. So the 2015 report said that IRA, and it was a bit of a curious phrase at the time, but it said that IRA members believe that the Army Council controls both the IRA and Sinn Féin with an overarching strategy. Now, it went on to be very clear that that was a strategy of peace, that was a strategy of supporting the peace process. It wasn't about going back to violence, and there wasn't
there wasn't a structure there which would allow them to do that. And the report also said that they had judged that, the strategy had a wholly political focus. But it was very clear about that aspect of it. So I suppose what George Hamilton said last night, A, contradicts the line from Sinn Féin that there is no IRA structure of any nature whatsoever. I mean, he very clearly says that is wrong. But it does then raise the question as to whether he believes that the Army Council still exists. And if it does exist, what is its purpose? Does it have a role just over the IRA, or does it have some sort of overarching role over the entire Republican movement?
It's going to be interesting. Someone is now bound to ask Mary Lou, Sam McBride, what her view is now on what the Chief Constable has said last night.
Well, I mean, that is true. I think that it's difficult to see how she can say anything other than what Sinn Féin has been saying for years, that they have repeatedly said that the IRA does not exist in any form, but that brings them into conflict with the top policeman in Northern Ireland. I think also, I mean, there are political implications of this as well. Obviously, there are attempts to get Stormont back, albeit pretty low level at this point, and it doesn't look terribly hopeful. But it does make it just slightly more difficult for the DUP. I certainly don't think it's a major impediment, because they were able to go back into government with Sinn Féin after the 2015 report. But it certainly doesn't make it any easier for them to have this reinforced to their supporters that this is who they potentially, if George Hamilton is correct, who they are dealing with.
So, Alison, again, if we drill into this, is the Chief Constable saying Sinn Féin is wrong when they say the IRA does not exist? Or is this just smoke and mirrors over definitions?
It is. It's a use of language, isn't it? Because the IRA doesn't exist in the form that it did in the past. It's not carrying out operations. I think the problem is with people who were members of the IRA. I don't think that there was at one point in our recent history that, you know, that people got a clock or a watch from the IRA and told they were retired now. It was an organic process where people either went about their own lives and they got involved in politics, or they moved into a different sphere within republicanism, or maybe some left and joined different republican groups. But there was never, I don't think, an official dismantling of that. But what we do see is people who were clearly members of the IRA and who clearly senior members of the IRA who still have involvement in Sinn Féin in the north. When you talk about Mary Lou McDonald, that's a very different party that she overseen in Southern Ireland. But now that she's the overall leader, she's clearly going to have to inherit these problems, this modernisation and restructuring. I don't see, as we move forward in the middle of this consultation, we're in the middle of this victims consultation, how Republicans can say that there are no structures in place. Because as I said before, you cannot say that we are going to cooperate with the Truth Recovery Commission but then say there's no structures in place, because it would be impossible to cooperate with them if there wasn't.
Is it conceivable, Alison, that the IRA, that George Hamilton, the Chief Constable, is right, that the IRA still exists? Is it conceivable that if that is true, that structure would have no input into Sinn Féin?
I think that it's quite visible that there are older members who were quite senior members of the IRA who are still quite senior members of Sinn Féin. So the two things do at times cross over. It's impossible to say that they're two separate entities in that way. If you have the same personnel who were members of the IRA at one point who are members of Sinn Féin, well then clearly there's crossover there, and that was never a separation. But what you can see, I suppose, only really in the last 5 years is a transformation of that, where they are bringing newer, younger members who were untainted by the Troubles and untainted by the past. But that's going to be a slow, gradual process. It's not something that's going to happen overnight. Clearly, we know where Sinn Féin come from, and we know where they originated from. Where they're going to appears to be somewhere very different under new leadership. But that doesn't mean that those older people aren't still there. And in some areas, when you look at where Sinn Féin are canvassing in places like North Belfast, West Belfast, or Derry or Lurgan, they tend to put those people up for election because they think that will attract, people who might have been from a more Republican persuasion during the Troubles. But it is a party in transformation. It's impossible to say that you can separate the two in some ways, because there are clearly people there who cross over. But it is interesting that he did just stick to the terms of what was contained in that paramilitary monitoring report that we did see. And what that said was very clear, that they believed that there was an Army Council structure of some sort in place. And I think that structure at this point in time is clearly made up of people who were in the IRA, or I don't know whether they still believe themselves to be in the IRA or not, but they are clearly have a some sort of advisory role or some sort of direction.
Yeah, you say that, Alison, but clearly it might be in the minds of some people. And Sam McBride, let me put this point to you, that if the IRA still exists, if there is a coherent management of its members and the chief constable saying that that's what is happening, there is a management of the members of the IRA still existing, then ordinary people up and down the street, of course it'll be in their minds, well, it wouldn't be too difficult for them to come back if they press the button then. The structure is there.
I suppose there's a lot of ambiguity there as to what that structure is. I mean, is it 20 people or is it hundreds of people, and what exactly does it exist for? The assessment of the paramilitary group in 2015 seemed pretty conclusive on that point, that really there was not a structure there that would let the IRA go back to the sort of violence which we saw during the Troubles. It did, however, say, and it was very significant at the time, that despite what the IRA had said and despite what had been reported at the time, IRA decommissioning was not complete and that the group did still have access to weapons. So weapons, intelligence gathering, keeping the members in line, there are various aspects of this which do, according to the security forces, still exist. But there doesn't seem to be, at this point, from what they're saying, any significant structure there which would let, even if they wanted to, going back to violence in a short time frame anyway.
We have asked Sinn Féin for their reaction to what George Hamilton said on the Top Table last night. So far they haven't come through with anything. Let's see if they do before the end of the programme. So finally, Sam, what questions should now be asked following what the Chief Constable has said?
Well, I think there are questions for Sinn Féin, there are questions of clarification for the Chief Constable. For the Chief Constable, does he still believe that the Army Council exists, that it has a role in Sinn Féin as a political party? That raises questions then about his interactions with Sinn Féin, if he believes that he's actually dealing with people who are controlled by a terrorist organisation. For Sinn Féin, they have consistently said that the IRA does not exist in any shape or form. There are massive questions as to whether that's credible, as Alison has hinted at. How can they stand over that in a situation where the police force, which they support in Northern Ireland, says this is just not credible? And when George Hamilton says this, he knows the significance of it. He knows Sinn Féin's position on this, and he's saying this in a very carefully calculated way, in a very carefully calibrated way, in terms of the choice of language that he has used. That is something which is a big question for Sinn Féin's new leadership.